Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is America's Third Watch.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
So I really like what Frederick, listening in New York City, had sent in earlier, saying, you know, he didn't have the stomach to watch the State of the Union, but is relying on me and also Denise this morning, he says, to break it down and to give some good common sense analysis. Well, you know, Frederick, that is exactly what we're going to be doing here as we race into and rocket into hour number three of the program. Kyle Warren with you, of course. It is the Friday edition. Friday is here, and we hope that you have some great plans for Friday, maybe great plans for the weekend. Hopefully something relaxing after the tongue lashing we took from Joe Biden in the State of the Union address. And I got to tell you, folks, the reaction that we're getting here on this program is really, really something. And I appreciate the calls. I appreciate the direct messages. And by the way, the telephone number is 949-822-7959. We're going to open up the lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for us, or if you have a question or comment specifically for Denise Simon as well. And before we talk to Denise, well, actually, let's bring Denise in here right now. Denise Simon, founderscode.com is the website, by the way. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
We got a great message here just a few minutes ago from Wally. He's listening on AM860. And he says he was looking for Jeff Dunham tonight, he says, while Walter was speaking. So, and, of course, Walter is Jeff Dunham's puppet, you know, and bears not a total dissimilarity to Joe Biden, it seems. So, yeah, I think Wally's got a point. What do you think? That about sums it up, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and precisely. I would have run out of paper if I was doing that little picket fence thing, you know, taking a stroke every time he told a lie or whatever, and then you do the four and then you cross it over. I would have run out of paper last night trying to keep up. I mean, in the first few minutes, there were so many, I thought, okay, forget about it. This is where we're going to go. I mean, you need a quantum computer to get through it, but... You know, on the whole immigration thing, you know, he gets into the White House. He signs 94 executive orders. But remember, too, he sent over a piece of legislation to fix immigration, and he blames Congress for never taking it up. So he signs 94 executive orders to fix immigration. Now he says he can't do anything. And it's Congress's fault. But wait a second. You broke it by, you know, invite the people on a surge. Remember that surge? You should come here. All right. Well, they did. So he broke it, and he's blaming Congress for not fixing it.
I'm just wondering if Rachel Maddow over at MSNBC, if they broadcast the president's speech. You know, they have a policy of not knowingly, you know, broadcasting lies, quote unquote.
Yeah, right.
So I'm wondering if they aired the speech in its entirety.
Yeah, of course they did.
Of course they did. Of course, yeah. It is maddening. But you know what else is maddening? And you mentioned right before we went to the top of the hour break about the Supreme Court. Can you imagine standing and telling the Supreme Court to say, you're going to find out what the kind of electoral and political power women have? It's interesting because the Supreme Court's not based on political agendas, or they're not, it's not a, the way the elections go, it shouldn't influence their decisions. You know, obviously it influences who might get appointed to the court over a period of time. But the way the president said that was very, very combative, don't you think?
It was shameful. It shows that, you know, because of the Dobbs decision and, you know, the student loan decision, he has absolute contempt for the Supreme Court, complete contempt for it. And it was proven last night. He's of the opinion, and whoever wrote the speech in this White House and his administration, is that the federal government is almighty. And Dobbs' decision only just said, we're taking this back to the states. The state need to figure it out, which constitutionally and with the founders, that's where the power is supposed to be.
Right.
He needs a little lesson in some history there.
Well, exactly. And this goes to what I was kind of talking about earlier as well. They seem to try to set this up that, you know, democracy is under attack at home, not since the days of Lincoln and the Civil War. But it seems to me, Denise, that when you do have such contempt for the Supreme Court, they lay the foundation to say our system is inherently bad. It's broken. We don't just have to fix a little bit. We have to overhaul it because it's not, you know, because it's not serving our agenda, basically. That's their ultimate thing. But, I mean, you can't keep eroding confidence in the institutions of our government in this way and not think it's not going to have some major effect.
The institutions that they want to protect is the federal government, period. And, you know, the existential threat, the biggest threat we have is climate change. Oh, wait a minute. It's white nationalism.
Right.
Which is it, you know? But nonetheless, it's shame on everybody else because this White House is omnipotent. We do everything perfectly right. Well, not so much with this poor father that got thrown out of the gallery last night, you know, a gold star father.
Yeah, and such contempt for somebody like him.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly, you know, this going on and on. And by the way, I don't think Trump went over and told Putin to just do whatever he wanted to do. I don't think Trump ever told Putin that, as far as we know.
No. it's easy to mix up the words and reframe them, definitions. But, you know, the left has been screwing with the vocabulary for some time. You know, can't say this and the meaning of this, and they invent things. And so.
Well, and also
shameful.
Well, indeed. And then also, you know, it's as if they need to take away the presidential Starbucks card or something, because
if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. We just got another great message. And by the way, you can head over to KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. If you'd like to send us a direct message this morning on this Friday edition of the program, we're talking about the State of the Union, of course, and anything else we can think of. But there's so many things that happened in the State of the Union that we're just scratching the surface, it feels like. But Driver Ron out there in Denver, he says he's responding to Wally's message about thinking, you know, he's expecting Jeff Dunham to be there, and as he was watching Walter, quote-unquote, you know, the character. And so Driver Ron writes in, and he says, LOL, tell Wally Jeff Dunham and Walter are in Denver tonight, and we're going to see him. What a coincidence. That is very, very funny indeed. Well, that's the kind of thing we get here on this program. So thanks, Driver Ron. Hope that everything's going well for you this morning as well. And welcome back to Denise Simon, founderscode.com.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. You know, small world, isn't it? Small world.
And it is. Yeah.
Well, but I'll tell you this much, though. All the program things that that Joe Biden was talking about. And by the way, folks, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour. So if you're holding or if you want to give a call in, 949-822-7959, we're going to take your calls at the bottom of the hour with Denise Simon this morning. And but Denise, all the freebies or the giveaways or the program things that Joe Biden was sort of giving out, you know, left and right, you know, those things never really do actually happen. They're just stuff. It's like this utopian wish list that he had.
You know, I don't know who wrote this speech, but you can just about imagine what the conversations really are in this White House. and what he absorbs from these conversations, whether they're, you know, some kind of meeting that he's having or some kind of visit that he's having from some dignitary or whatever. But, you know, he walked into the building last night and he took forever talking with everybody. And then after the thing, he stayed like forever. And I made the observations kind of like he must not really get to talk to a lot of people in this White House. So he had some freedom last night. So he's going to talk to, you know, all kinds of people that he never gets to talk to, you know, that are going to just blow smoke up his butt.
That is amazing.
Think about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's kind of like, oh goodness, I get to see some people and talk to and interact with some people. And he was all too happy to do that.
That's really telling. I mean, that is mm-hmm. really insightful. Because you're right. I mean, every other time we ever see him, he's, you know, very highly controlled. You know, it's a go here, stand there. Okay, time to go, Mr. President. Get back in the limo. You know, that kind of stuff.
Precisely. And then, you know, he brings up stuff in this speech that is like, where are you going with this? For instance, you know, he was saying to pass the Voting Rights Amendment Act. Well, what does that do? Well, it eliminates voter ID. It makes it easier to commit fraud.
Right.
I'm not here to, you know, I'm happy to compete with China. They're not an adversary. And we keep hearing that. Well, let me say this about that. I was doing some calculations last night. The interest, the annual interest on the federal debt, just the interest piece on the federal debt, is $870 billion. The entire annual defense budget is $886 billion. So, our interest is almost the exact same thing as the defense budget.
Wow. Yeah, that is very significant.
Just put things in perspective when it comes to spending.
Well, and when you talk about spending and taxation, for example, because they want to get more money by taxation to spend, what was all this about? Again, it's these companies, and they're not paying their fair share, and et cetera, et cetera.
They're price gouging.
Yeah, and they're putting too many...
You said it before, I'm a capitalist. No, you're not. You've never had a business in your life. You don't even know what capitalism is. You've only worked for government. You've never signed a payroll check. You don't understand the withholdings. You don't understand, you know, having employees.
Right. But he does understand, though, trying to whip up, you know, for lack of a better term, is class envy or class warfare. To say, look, you know, we've got these big corporations. They're not paying their fair share, and they're hurting you as a result of that. So we're going to tax them into oblivion, and that's going to make your life better. Well, it's not because they're going to raise their prices all over the. You think inflation's bad now, right?
If you had some kind of doctrine that was a legitimate doctrine when it came to energy, oil and gas. You remember we had the, 9,000 permits that the oil companies haven't done anything with and so forth and so on. Well, that whole thing was misconstrued. But anyway, if you did the right thing with oil and gas, do you realize how the price of consumer goods would start to come down itself? One, because of transportation, but two, how many things in our consumer lives come from oil?
Right.
Almost. So imagine almost immediately you could probably knock 10% off the price of all kinds of consumer goods just by doing the right thing when it came to oil and gas.
Well, sure. But even so, even the Fed, You know what the Fed's trying to do? They try to create more pain with higher interest rates to push down the inflation. But what you're talking about is something we've been talking about for a very, very long time.
Long time.
Yeah. And because especially when you campaign on the idea that I'm going to get rid of oil and gas and then take out all the permits day one and don't let any more drilling go, and we're not energy independent. Well, yeah, all right, Sherlock, this is, it's going to do exactly what you're telling it to do. And so you're spot on, Denise, about the idea of the energy.
Well, it also says to me that all things climate change and the entire green agenda tells me that all these people in this White House are not capitalists either. They've never signed a paycheck of any shape or form. So if they don't understand energy and they don't understand corporations and real enterprise, business, they never will. So
but it's also, again, predicated on the idea that companies are bad, right? Employers are the enemy of everything. And, you're never going to get, progress with that kind of thing. And that's why he was, again, pandering to the base, pandering to the left, as opposed to trying to create any real synergy in American business. It's just more warfare. You know, they're putting less potato chips in the potato chip bag, and they're doing this to you. But yet, at the same time, if they did raise their prices commensurate, I'm not saying I want less potato chips, but I'm saying that if they did raise their prices the way that they really need to, it would be even worse than it is right now. And so look at the problems that the administration is causing with this inflation.
Well, that's it. We can beat this thing to death, but it just it also tells me that when it comes to the State of the Union, there wasn't anything last night that told me that we were in a good place.
No, not at all. And he even mentioned Iran. Iran needs to be contained or something like that. Well, it was contained. It was effectively being contained.
Was.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Right. Instead, we gave them $6 billion, basically.
Yeah, and they're about to have access to more.
Yep, exactly right. Exactly right. Well, we are coming up to the bottom of the hour, Denise. Time's flying by, as always. Folks, we're going to open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour, of course, when we come right back from this very, 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 very short break. 949-822-7959. Kyle Warren with you. And as I said earlier, we are cooking with gas this morning. We don't care. We are unabashedly cooking with gas on this show, no matter what the Biden administration might say. Stay right there.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. President Biden is announcing the construction of a port on the Gaza coast by the U.S. to facilitate aid delivery in his State of the Union speech. According to administration officials, Biden will instruct the U.S. military to lead the mission. Pressure from within his own party, urging assistance for Palestinian civilians affected by the Israel-Hamas conflict, has been mounting on Biden. Sweden has been formally accepted as a member of NATO. The Swedish Prime Minister traveled to Washington, D.C. Thursday to deliver the necessary paperwork for admission in a ceremony alongside Secretary of State Antony Blinken. United Airlines plans to reduce its pilot hiring pace. New hire classes will be put on hold in May and June, but are projected to recommence in July. The decision to pause hiring stems from new aircraft certification and manufacturing delays at Boeing, according to a memo distributed to employees. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And by the way, Driver Ron, I hope that you enjoy the Jeff Dunham show. I think it's supposed to be happening tonight, as he said. And oddly enough, Wally had written in saying he was looking for Jeff Dunham there during the State of the Union address. And, it doesn't get funnier than that, does it, folks? All right. Well, folks, welcome back once again. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959 is the number to call. We've got our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And, folks, don't forget, go over to FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles, the other materials that Denise has over there. You won't be sorry. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, I'll tell you what, let's head right over to the telephone. We've got Mel in New York giving us a call again this morning. Good morning, Mel. You're on with Denise Simon.
Yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Kyle. And excuse the Rowdy the Rooster in the background there.
Yeah, that's right. He's Rowdy.
Yes. You know, it's a pleasure and an honor to be able to call this your show, Kyle.
Thank you.
Without that fraud, yes, without that fraud and phony stolen valor of Matt Bruce You referenced this as the State of the Union address, No, it's the hate of the Union Address.
Yes.
And the White House, no, it's not the White House, it's the Dark House. But this guy, you know, any time that the Democrat, this illegitimate regime for once, or any of the Democrat administrations are in that White House, they're going to war on us, we the people. And that's obvious, which this criminal in there right now. It's obvious. It's totally obvious. The Democrat Party has politically has to be put out of business, eliminated, and destroyed politically. They can no longer be allowed, we the people, to have them anywhere near the levers of power. That's just obvious. We can no longer take it out. If we can get, when President Trump returns to the Oval Office, I gotta think that it may be impossible to get prices back down, to that are affordability for the American public.
Mm-hmm.
Even if we start, the prices go up, how often do they ever come down?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't. Yeah, it's gonna be a hard grind for this to happen. You get the truckers; they're not gonna be paying a lot for diesel because we'll be drilling and refining here in the United States. But if their cost comes down, but will it be transferred to us? You know, in regards to what we can afford, because they're not paying that heavy fuel freight, fuel to get their goods from farm to market. And also, Truth Social, I guess they have problems because President Trump was going to rebut everything that Biden was saying over his
Truth Social.
Now how coincidental could that be? The dark deep state. They more or less had a hand in that, perhaps. It's just crazy. But I just, Joe Biden, Democrats, see, they got to go. I mean, and when they do go and we're back in power, the Republican Party, conservatives, whoever, I mean, not whoever, but when President Trump's back in that Oval Office and he's got his AG in there, it's got to be, do they think that they're going to get away with what they've caused? So, I mean, they're going to double down. They're gonna do everything they can to keep their backsides out of being prosecuted and going to prison. Or it's not, hanging from the highest tree in the land.
Yeah, exactly.
I will say this between now and November that the Trump operation had better have a very assertive and aggressive war room between now and November, because the Democrats are going to continue to come after him and us from every single angle, known and unknown. It actually again started yesterday because this judge said, declared that Trump had to pay this woman, Jean, whatever the heck her name is, $83 million by Monday.
Right.
By Monday. So, not only are they working diligently to destroy the man financially, but along with that, they're going to do everything they can to destroy pretty much every institution we could ever possibly have confidence in.
Mm-hmm.
And that includes voting. So I would say, that Trump better, have a team here that has some savviness about them.
Indeed.
Well,
we appreciate the call very much, Mel, in New York. Thanks for calling, and we'll talk to you again here real soon. We're going to move over here to line number two. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada. He's got something to say with Denise here this morning. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. Denise, I echo your opinion there. Trump team, they've got to step up to the plate because we saw Biden. He stepped up tonight. He was energized. I think he this was a memorized speech, and he rambled right through it. I think he was coached to keep the pace there so that there would be no risk of him losing his focus and, you know, forgetting where he was in any particular moment. But there's a reason why they're sticking with this guy. The shadow government has a lot invested in him as a face. And Team Trump better not underestimate the power mm-hmm. of this shadow government. And I just hope President Trump does not become overconfident. And he does have a tendency to do that. One final point, and I want to ask your opinion on this. About a vice presidential pick, I think Tulsi Gabbard pretty much would be the name to go with. If, you know, she becomes his running mate, and it's a legitimate, you know, election without fraud, I think it's over. I don't know how you feel about that.
Good question. What do you think, Denise?
I'm not a fan of Tulsi. I think she talks in platitudes. I've watched her for quite some time, especially when she was back in Congress. I'm not the biggest fan of hers. But having said
she's
that...
She's a veteran. She's a veteran, though, right?
Yeah.
I think she may be still on active duty.
She's in reserves.
She's in the reserves. But, I mean, wouldn't you love to see a debate between her and Kamala Harris? I think she's very well spoken. I think she would be, and I'm a Tim Scott guy. Mm-hmm. You know, my first choice would have been Tim Scott, but I think he needs to have a woman on that ticket to counter the media, you know, and how they keep playing to suburban housewives as having so much influence, so forth and so on.
Interesting.
Anyway.
Yeah. Very interesting. I think there's a very, very good chance it will be a woman. What do you think, Denise?
If we were in a different condition domestically and internationally, I think it could be a woman. But I don't like where we are. I don't like where we are globally. And I think we're going to need somebody with some real chutzpah about them. There's a term for you. Mm-hmm. I haven't said that one in a long time. I'd like to see somebody that has really got some hard moxie about them, because I think that there's going to have to be a force in the next administration that can really and truly fix some things. And we're not fixing anything in the Middle East. We're not fixing anything in with China and Taiwan. We're not fixing anything with Russia and Ukraine. And we're not fixing anything in Latin America. It's getting worse. So I think we're going to need somebody mm-hmm. harder than a Tulsi Gabbard.
All right. Well, Denise Simon, thank you so much. FoundersCode.com is the website. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning. Take care.
All right. Thank you.
And Neil and Henderson, thanks for calling. We'll talk to you again real soon as well. Folks, stay right there. We're coming right back with Chris Markowski.
Hey, folks. Tom D. for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Friday edition, the day after the State of the Union. Folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, of course. 949-822-7959 is the number. By the way, folks, you can head over to kylewarrenshow.com as well if you'd like to send us a direct message this morning. And we've got our next guest lined up. He's on deck. He's on the telephone line. It's Chris Markowski. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can find out all about Chris, his radio show, his podcast, much more. You can also hear Chris right here on our station, our home station of AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida. Without further ado, good morning, Chris.
Morning.
Well, you know, of course, we've been talking about the State of the Union most of the morning here. Did you happen to have a chance to see it, and did you have any thoughts about it?
No, I get up in the morning and I kind of read the transcripts and stuff like that. I can't watch that stuff. To me, it's like theocracy. It's gotten to a point in time. I really can't. It's almost embarrassing to some degree. You know, it's completely unnecessary. It's political theater. You know, everybody's looking to get seen and put on a show. And I don't like it at all. I don't think it's good for the country. I really don't. Again, you know, I'm going through reading the transcript and some of the nonsense that they're doing there. It's not supposed to be partisan. And again, everybody's kind of positioning themselves here and there and, you know, yelling from the here, from the back and whatnot. It doesn't settle it sit well with me to watch it.
It gets out of control. Well, you know, one of the things that I've noticed too, Chris, and this goes pretty much for all the different states of the union addresses, they always have these programs that they say, if we do this over 10 years, we'll save $1 billion or something like that. And it never comes to fruition because everything's put out so far after, well, after their administration would even end, you know, and they're always sort of propping these numbers up or saying we're going to do this, that, and the other thing, but they never say how they can pay for it. And we don't have money for almost anything that they ever mention in the State of the Union.
Well, again, those are the things that we should be focused on. I'd be more apt to listen to the State of the Union when the president would come out and actually talk about the things that they got wrong or they should have done differently and focus on the things that are really most important to this country. Every president does it. I mean, they put out this pie in the sky nonsense. I remember George W. Bush with his algae and switchgrass fuel, which, by the way, you know, the Navy buys this stuff at over $25 a barrel and loses taxpayer a ton of money. The crap that they throw out on a regular basis, it's nonsensical. It really is. And, you know, to get some sort of applause because you're promising some sort of magical Christmas gift down the road, we know what the issues are. We know what the problems are. We know what everybody cares about. I mean, for crying out loud, they just put the National Guard on the New York City subway yesterday.
Right.
The crime is so bad. I mean, it's like a zombie movie. This is crazy. I mean, this is not the America that I knew. I got to explain to my kids it wasn't like this when I was growing up. It wasn't like this when I lived in New York City. I lived there for a decade, and it was safe as safe could be. It's no longer like that anymore. And, you know, to say that, you know, our union is strong, that we're together, no. This is not the United States from the 80s or 90s by any stretch of the imagination, even the 70s. You can go back to the issues we had under Carter. I think, quite frankly, it pales in comparison to what we're dealing with today.
Well said. Well said. Yeah, exactly. I wish they'd get off the laundry list of stuff, you know, and as you said, sort of focus on what the actual issues are. And one of those issues, too, that we talk about, of course, with you is things having to do with the economy and business and so forth. Well, now the Federal Reserve Chairman, Jerome Powell, is now saying that there will be bank failures caused by what happens with the commercial real estate market. So that's kind of I'm sure it's expected, but that's pretty significant, I would think, now that we're, you know, because I thought, you know, everything was going to be chugging along okay, we'll get some interest rate cuts, and it'll all be fine. But bank failures would be a huge problem.
I almost think that, to some degree, he's probably waiting on some of these banks to fail because he knows he needs them to happen before lowering rates. We got to flush the system. The system is a mess right now, and a lot of commercial real estate out there. A lot of banks are extending and pretending that as long as they can in regards to these properties where the valuation needs to drop, 40, 50, 60, 70% or more. If not even more, in many instances. The market is kind of frozen to some degree. It was kind of like waiting for something magical to happen. No, landlords are going to have to take losses. Banks are going to have to take losses. And we're going to have to call Miley Cyrus up and get a wrecking ball and start knocking buildings down because, we've got too many of them.
Well, you know, when you're talking about the property owners, the landlords, yeah, they would have the choice, I suppose, because these interest rates go so high, a lot of times it resets their financing, and they can't raise the rents commensurate to actually pay for that huge difference.
And so, you know, otherwise, let's say you're renting an apartment for, you know, $2,000 a month. You can't make it $4,000, you know, and just raise everybody's rent. It's never going to bear that. So it creates this huge problem.
Well, and again, why would you? Quite honestly, at a point in time where you're not going to be able to, you know, fill these spaces up, you know, it's kind of makes no sense whatsoever. You turn the keys in and you walk away because you're not going to fill these spaces. It's not happening.
Right.
And, you know, so companies are becoming more productive. They're using more technology, more AI. They don't need the bodies. People don't want to come into work. You know, like I said, you got to have to start knocking buildings down.
Well, you know, layoffs, we understand, too, jumped very high in February. It's the highest level, we understand, since 2009. Now, some of these layoffs, obviously, they're associated with companies trying to right-size and trying to look down the road. But if it's at this level, you know, what else is affecting this? You know, and it's not just saying, well, we just want to get lean for the future, but it's got to be because of sales and revenues, don't you think?
To some degree, with some companies, yes. With others, no. They just way overhired. Many companies just overhired during COVID. They never made the cutbacks. Technology is allowing them to become more productive. I think a lot. They're also getting rid of a lot of their human resources and DEI workers and ESG workers, people that are not helping the bottom line. And I've explained this before. I mean, if you're helping the company's bottom line, helping a company make more money and be more productive, you're not going to lose your job. Just the way it is. You're not going to get fired. The boss is not going to fire you. But if you're not in one of those positions, guess what? You're expendable.
Well, indeed. But what happens with a lot of these folks who do get laid off? You know, are there going to be a surge of jobs, you know, opening up in that sense? Or are we looking at a potential here to have a real period of time where unemployment starts to rise up and doesn't get absorbed too easily?
Do I think that certain jobs are going to be destroyed? Yeah, you're going to have to find something else to do. Like I said, a lot of the human resource stuff and, you know, like I said, jobs that are not where you're not helping the bottom line, you're not helping the company be more productive, you're going to see those companies, you know, go away. You're going to have to find, you know, something else to do. It was kind of silly anyway. Again, you know, I don't know who sends their kids to college to get a degree in human resources or whatever, you know, it takes to do that. Because, again, you know, that's not a job that quite frankly is something that's going to be sustainable for the future.
Well, indeed. And it is a very, very kind of crazy time. But as we see, you know, for example, you know, if we continue to see inflation do what it's doing and we don't get the kind of, you know, energizing in the economy, it's just going to get worse for companies and the job market.
Well, right now, I mean, again, you're going to have areas that are going to grow and people that are going to hire. It's shifting to some degree. Do I, you know, think that unemployment is going to tick up moving forward? Yeah, I do. I think that's you know, actually something that the Fed, you know, wanted to hear as well.
Indeed. Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. And Chris, I hope you have a great weekend. We're going to talk to you again on Monday morning, my friend.
You got it. Have a good one.
Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. Folks, we're coming up to the top of the hour. Hour number three now in the books. We're coming back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a
smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.